news is these are steps that are benefiting or presenting the kingdom of Bob. Everybody's trying to get to the kingdom of God. They need to get to the kingdom of Bob. The kingdom of Bob. And then they'll be all right. Do it that way. Mm-hmm. It's much more pleasant, we're sure. Okay, you got that? Now, you
yes. Okay, so what you're saying is with nonpolar, is that more the Andromeda? I forget my, I can't find my notes.
We'll see.
Because the last time we talked, I said Andromeda was one thing and then Eden was another. And now I'm forgetting what I said.
No, one stems, Eden stems from Andromeda. That's the fifth gate of this world. That would be the fifth gate of this world. And so humans, you have to give them an example of what paradise feels like or they won't go. This is paradise.
Yeah.
How do you get humans to have their first great erection or orgasm? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about erection. We're talking about orgasm.
The Eden story is their example of paradise. Is that what you're saying? Or Maui.
On Maui, cats don't pose like that, darling. On Maui, cats don't pose like that, just so you know. They don't pose like that in big trees. Just saying. But it gives you the taste of it. It's not that way, but it's like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say you had a big old condyloma on your penis. I said it felt like you did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say you had that. I said it felt like that. So what you're trying to do is you're giving the example of what it feels like. And once you get the feeling place, then guess what? The rest catches up. Bob calls that ascension by default.
That's
he rails people down that nobody's going to ascend, and he's not even going to ascend, and he has no interest in ascension. But if he ascends, he's not going to miss a one of you because I got to do what I got to do. Praise Bob. We have to talk about Bob.
Okay,
cut you off.
So,
you know that.
Right. So I'm saying now that nonpolar, being that it's equal sharing of electrons, is the superior position.
Neutrons.
Well, electrons and neutrons, of course, they go together.
Often except in negative pH.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's why even really smart people, we're sure that stupid Pentagon would have figured this out already from a Bucky Fuller paper that he read long years ago. We're sure he would have figured this out and wrote a PhD candidate paper over it, but he hasn't yet because that's outside of what science says is potentially possible. See the
right word? But to get to the negative pH, which is equivalent or is part of the Al2SO4, you have to get nonpolar first, right?
We don't like the words, but we agree.
Yeah.
Not perfect words, but we agree.
Yeah.
Because you're realizing that you're changing the strata.
Yeah.
You're saying that I have to have a positron to be able to save this on a slide. And we go, okay, but not necessarily. And so we have to be very careful so that we can't say, you know how we do words. It's got to be every single time without fail or exception or we can't embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody will turn around and say, well, what about blah, 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 blah. And we go, okay, yeah, we got you. We can't beat you. We don't want to beat them. We want to make sure that the words are founded into a position that science can adopt it. Because science is the problem. It's not faith. It's not religion. It's not that. They don't have any reason to have a fellatio-based relationship with somebody. They'll do it for themselves. They'll do it for shits and giggles. That's not the problem. The problem is that you've got to convince science of the condition that can be validated. Validation is why we're only reason we're having this conversation. Same thing.
Validation.
Game you like to play. That's right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
That's what your work. That's what you're working. Those are the things you're working with or against or. Can we say validating? We don't want to pimp you up. Your head's enough. You don't need. You're not trying to pimp anything, so it's all right.
So non-polar, there's no poles left is almost what it's saying. Everything is jammed in there, whereas in polar bonding, unequal sharing, that's not stable. Yeah.
Fall away.
We want stable.
Lucy, I'm home. This is where you lose half-life. That's the part
where you lose half-life.
Don't tell nobody. You don't know that yet. You don't know that yet.
Okay.
You got a heads up, but you don't know that yet. Because they'll crush you because they're saying there's no way you can change half-life. What's the half of a half of a half of a half of a half? The degradation that takes place. You can't validate that.
Yeah.
See, and if they put you on point, you're right. You see.
Okay.
If they put you on point, they'd be right because you can't prove it, but yet it is.
Okay, but
kind of like the angel in It's a Wonderful Life. Can't prove that angel happened, but it changed the outcome of the story. Mm-hmm.
But you lose half life. I got to get this clear. You lose half life in the polar. No, in the non-polar world.
Right. Without the poles, there's nothing to half. Without the pole, there's nothing to have.
Uh-huh.
And so they become radioactivity becomes stable. So therefore, why do we say blow the nuclear rods, blow the nuclear bombs, go nuclear? That's what you're fixing to do, by the way. Bob will ask about that later. He's on that pretty bad, but don't say nothing. You know how Bob is. Mm-hmm. Don't spoil it. Make him feel confident. You know, we have to pump him up as best we can. You know how weak he is. We have to keep him up. So this nuclear.
What was the topic? What was the topic he just said?
Nuclear, non-nuclear prolification. Non-nuclear prolification. That was the topic.
What? That's what's going to happen? Not nuclear?
No, that's why.
No. Nuclear proliferation is when you're trying to reduce it. Non-nuclear proliferation is saying you're fixing to have a world nuclear war.
Yeah,
you keep saying
promoting
that's coming.
Because he knows that without the half-life, there won't be radioactivity.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
No, it may be radioactive, but it won't hurt. You're radioactive. Yeah. But CKMN is radioactive.
Because of no half-life, Bob.
Okay, what happens because of no half-life?
The radioactivity won't hurt you.
Why not?
Because the atoms will not go back and forth and back and forth in crazy talk.
No. Say it this way, Carolyn. He'll understand. He won't understand this, but you can use the words later. Use these for you. Cobalt won't penetrate the body. You know what cobalt is?
Mm-hmm.
Radium? Cobalt won't penetrate the body. So if cobalt doesn't penetrate the body, it's of no efficiency to harm you.
Wait, Carolyn, what's he saying? He's saying that nobody will be hurt or just we will not be hurt. What's the range of what he's talking about?
No one will be hurt because the half-life will be stabilized. So it will become stale water as opposed to fresh water. Both are okay.
And that'll happen after the nuclear war?
Well, in the change. Don't say it like that. You're setting yourself up for a predetermined outcome. Don't say it like that. Say once the rest of the Al2SO4 shifts and changes, anything that's a radioactive polymer. Hear the words, Carolyn. He's doing a good job here. Polymer. won't have any negative effect on the human meat-sack body or a godlike body. But that's news at 11.
Yeah, are you saying there's going to be nuclear war and nobody will die?
Oh, no. No. We're not saying that at all. We're saying it's going to be a nuclear war, and the Earth is going to embrace the radioactivity, and so much so that it's going to gobble it up and stabilize it. Now, we would say, if you were a better crafter of words, you'd have said, so are any gods going to die in the radio nuclear war? We'd say not a single god will die. No gods will give up their lives.
But what makes a god? Does it have to be on the products?
We're not answering that. This is Carolyn's time. You put that in your time. You put that in your time because you're parsing you're parsing conditions. We're going to details so Carolyn can prove the point. And now you're asking what the point is. Well, Carolyn's getting the information for why this occurs, meaning that you can take 10,000 rads, get the words, 10,000 rads of radiation and have no negative effect on your body. Anybody else would say you have radiation poisoning and then let the carcinomas begin and you start withering within your meat sack body. But that's not the case in your process of ascension. That's the reason
if you're a god,
all along.
If you're a god.
Or ascending, Or ascending.
Yeah, I know, so a lot of people are going to die because not many people are ascending.
Okay, agreed. No contest here, Biggin. No contest here.
Continuing on.
Wait. You hear what he's saying? He's right. There's nothing wrong with what he said. You're trying to give the antiphonal position of the very large pipe organ that has pulled out all the stops. You're the antiphonal side that says, okay, if you come over here, this is how you can survive. And if you survive, this is how you survived. Because what they're going to do is they're going to come to you not as a doctor, goddammit. They're going to come to you as a scientific research expert that has the only answer to how this occurred. And there's not going to be enough naysayers to fight you on your outcome. That's all we're saying. So you got to have the words, though. You got to have the words. You got to have the words of what's going on. Yep. So the little thing that we've laid out right here, when you start laying that out from a patchwork quilt, oh, my God, I'm going back to your mother's arm slipping out of our sleeve, to a patchwork quilt, all of a sudden it starts to make sense. You're like, you're kidding me. That's amazing. You mean it was this all along? Da-da-da-da-da. Everything they said hurt you doesn't hurt you. If you change your body, you have a new body. Mm-hmm. If you have a new life, you can eat white sugar all day long. Get out of there. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. Crazy talk.
Okay.
Because your body processes it different. Your body processes it differently. That's the change in the environment that everybody's looking for. Everybody's expecting it. You're there. I'm doomed. I'm afraid. I can't stand it. Ooh, I'm gonna get blown up or killed or shot in the face or something. But that fear is a driver.
Okay. Next question. What is April 5th? You said these words. There's a fine difference.
Hey, Carolyn. Ask what antiphonal means. You probably don't know what that means. What is antiphonal?
Heavenly.
No, it means the opposite.
Opposing.
Contrary.
It's opposing.
Opposing.
It's opposing. It's opposing. Okay, let me say. Okay, you go. You went to the place.
I don't
where
need
they had
it.
To be born.
Please,
no. No. You do. Yes, you do. No, it's very important. The antiphonal side is you have the pipes in the organ, and they're blasting into the audience. The antiphonal part are the horns on the other side of the balcony that are blasting toward the organ. It gives an antiphonal tone. So it's like a reverberation. So it's very important because you're going to be the reverberation of this great big organ that no one can overcome when they pull out 128 stops. The antiphonal side is the thing that blasts back. It can be smaller, but mighty, because it marries in that vibration, because you're going to go back. Bob's trying to get you back to frequency. We are too. So kudos to Bob. It's the other side. The opposing view, as it were. The little man. It represents the little man. against Andre the Giant.
Very good. Okay. What you
did they not know about the fifth gate problem?
We told you. We told you that had to be broken down so that they'd have access to you. The angels would give anything to get their hands on you to rip your throw your fucking gut to the roadside ditch. They would give anything to take you.
I know that. I know.
Soul.
I know.
Well, so therefore, it was protected. You can't be protected and then be picked up by the aliens and taken to New Zealand.
You never said that before. You never said that before.
Wow.
If you did, I didn't hear it. Well, don't say you told me. You didn't tell me. Now you're telling me. So what? I'm not going to be protected. Is the outcome
to be absorbed by the aliens? You can't be protected, Bob. You're going to be all right because you're apt for it.
To be absorbed by the aliens, you can't be protected. Is that what you said?
No. You are apt for this particular battle. You are the David to the Goliath. You're protected. So that's not the problem, but you have to break the veil. The veil was rent in two. So you have to be accessible to the aliens. Otherwise, they can't find you or they can't get to you. The same way the angels can't find you or get to you. But yet you got Tomcats posing for Carolyn, said, "Man, I will claw his throat out of his body." Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
don't
listen,
pet them cats. Pet not the cats.
Okay, listen. So the veil is rent in two. When did that happen? Is that Jesus doing or something else?
Oh, it's all now. There is no time. It's now. That separation from the power is happening. You have to connect it. You are the extension cord. You're the conduit. You are the phoenix. You are the ash person. You are the whole capacity from the Giza pyramid, the Sphinx. You're that face. You're what connects it. So it's not a surprise that you're involved. So get over it.
Okay, so... So Jesus is renting the veil right now. He's in his three days in the tomb. Yeah,
No, you slow down. This is Aaron taking the mantle from Moses who couldn't do the job. That's what you're talking about. This is Aaron, Moses' brother, taking the mantle from Moses who couldn't do the job.
Well, what did Jesus do when you talk about this? Yeah, I told him. Jesus did the renting. How's that different from
another version? Another version from the tabernacle. See, you're separating the power from the tabernacle. The only reason to rent the veil in two is to have access to the power. Well, you're going to make the power available to everybody. We like that. We're not mad about that. That's good.
Okay.
But it's going to overcome. It's going to overcome everybody who's not ascending. That power, just like in the movie where they open up the Ark of the Covenant and it consumes all the bad teeth because they weren't ready, it consumes them. But if you don't look at it, it doesn't upset you.
No, you might again went on too long. I'm trying to remember something. So the
we digress. We're digressible.
Now you're silent. You've gone low. Fix your mic.
No. Well, we're trying to do the best we can. We're holding on for tooth and nail. Go ahead. Is that better?
How about that? Yeah.
How about that?
Okay. That's good. Listen, am I able to do this? Am I the David because I'm not from Andromeda?
Yes. That's correct.
What? what does the Alpha Centaurians, I assume I'm one, have that the Andromedans don't have in this situation with the aliens?
Absalom, that's the difference. David forfeited. No, it is not a character. What are you talking about? That's David's son. Absalom was hung by his beautiful hair. You don't have Absalom, nor do they. That's why you're superior. Absalom was forfeited.
I don't have Absalom, neither do they, so there's no difference.
Neither does David. Neither does David, which is what you represent.
Oh,
King David,
oh, okay.
You represent it.
So what happens if you have Absalom?
Well, then you got to negotiate your lineage that you would expire and Absalom would take the throne. There's no Absalom. There's no one to take the throne. Who inherited the throne of King David after he? Nobody. Ta-da.
Right. And so I don't have a lineage. I'm the first at the beginning of. Yeah, I don't have a lineage.
That's correct. And that's not a problem. But that's why we keep pointing back to 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles, which you hate. You hate. When you and Jenny Bell hate when we do that. But it doesn't change it. It doesn't change our opinion. Even though y'all don't prefer it, it's still to be a problem. But that's the baguettes. You don't have a baguette. Jenny's mother doesn't have a baguette. She didn't beget from anywhere.
Did you imply that Carol and I were Adam and Eve, or that didn't matter who was Adam and Eve?
Doesn't matter.
What does matter is I'm not within the Andromeda Garden of Eden cycle. I'm not part of that.
As well. And, no, forget that. Even that doesn't matter. What matters is you're going to bring it back together. You're going to circle the wagon back to where we get to get them back home. You're a foreigner trying to say, this way, please, this way, please, this way, please. You're the fucking butler. Oh, wait. Yeah. That's a theme we played with, haven't we?
Yeah, I played that for a long time. But listen to this. Mm-hmm. All this stuff, can we play it?
Yes.
Is it too much about me? I feel it's too much about
me. Everything's about you. No, everything's about you, Bobby. You have to play it because if you stop telling them how important you are, they might forget how important you are. So you must play it. You must play it. It's very important. That's right. Otherwise, their lives, however irrelevant, might become irrelevant. So you got to. You're the bastion. You're the bastion that allows Mabe Russell to live. Yeah.
Okay.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today.
What about the Savior?
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. That's our Bob.
Is this the tech body setting me up?
No.
Nope. Have to be careful what you're saying.
You can't be set up. You win. How are you going to get set up for something you win? I mean, that's like sitting there. That's like buying a ticket, going to see a Rocky film, and thinking that Rocky's not going to win. If you don't think that Rocky's going to win when you buy the ticket, you're deluded. Don't go. Do not go to Rocky 1 through 917. Don't do it. Rocky is going to win. So don't worry. Rocky Balboa. He's going to win. So you know this. So there's no reason with touting the eye of the tiger when you win. So fuck it. They don't like it. A lot of people ain't going to like it. Hey, let me tell you, Scott's not going to like this. So it doesn't matter to us.
Why wouldn't you ALP, like it?
ALP is not going to be preferred on this little conversation. Just say it. Play it.
Why would Scott not like it? Does he think he is David?
He thinks he is more important than he knows. He's trying to use his limited view of a protagonist science to validate a question that can't get answered. Well, What's the hypothesis? What's the hypothesis? The hypothesis is that you can't figure this out.
Mm.
It's always a limited position of you can't know. Well, if you can't know, what's the point? Yeah, we go back to William Irwin Thompson. Can't know. Why do you know? Well, that's why you don't know.
So it outrages him that I apparently know something.
Well, no. It makes him furious that you have the audacity to say that you're the king of the fucking world and you still win. Why aren't you in jail? Why aren't you killed? Why aren't you wiped out? Why hasn't the CIA, why hasn't the Queen Mom come and slopped your guts out and spooked it up with a fish fork? Why isn't the Queen touching you down? You've undone the entire crown. You'll become the Duchy of the Crown before this is over with. And why are they letting you live? That's the question. And he says, it's impossible. He can't even get his tent poles back from Jeffrey that he let him have for free the first place.
Okay, we got that. So,
sad, but,
all right.
Sad but true. Sad but true.
What? Sad but true, right. You're low again. Bring it back up.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So I'm out there walking every night approximately the same time, and it's real stupid because I don't see how anything's going to show up there.
It's not exactly the same time. If it was exactly the same time, it would be exact, but it's not exactly the same time. It varies. Don't sit here and tell us that you go out
exactly within 10 minutes.
Time.
Within 10 minutes.
Okay, then you got it perfect. Within 10 years, I got it within 10 years. Within 10 years, I'm doing good. Come on now, get yourself together. Do it at the same time.
You're saying that. So remember, 420.
Almost.
420.
Stop. Almost persuaded, but lost. Do it exactly.
Okay, so you, is 422, isn't that when the dopers, 420, they have a number around 420?
No, that's 420 is an amendment. It is an amendment that said that's when they're going to try to legalize the Gunja, marijuana, cigarettes, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
420. It's an amendment. So 422 has nothing to do with that. 422 is when you need to walk out the door. When the door's opening at the strike of 422, now you're getting more precise. You're sloppy. This is the coloring Nazi calling you on your shit. You lag around, sit in that chair, sleep all day and night, logging around trying to figure out something, and then you're mad because it can't happen yet. Well, do your part and everything will work itself out. So start getting precise. You're precise about every goddamn thing else. You never, ever, ever dangle a participle. So why can't you go out the door at the right time? It's not a problem. Do what you want to do.
We just established that. So when I walk along, what are the two cats sitting there on the wall looking at me? Who's there? Are they hiding anybody for their cats?
They want to know if they can devour you. They're trying to devour you. The wolf. Because you're going to undo their world. There's a battle, Bob. There's a war in heaven. You're going to undo that. You're the only thing that's
okay.
Stopping. Hey, Bob. Are they cats?
Wait a minute. Are they cats?
No.
Didn't I?
Carolyn can buy you Revelation 23. You can read it. It'll be great. You can hear it. It's great.
Yeah,
She's saved up. There's a mega upload. You can download it, Bob.
What are the cats if they're not cats? What are they?
They're not angels. We have heard on
no, they can't find
can
me.
They are looking for you. They don't know it's
what?
You. They don't know it for sure it's you.
Well, why are
they
wanting to devour me?
I see. Revelation 23. Come on.
No. Why? They don't know.
You are the dark soul. They're looking for you. They're trying to decide if it's you.
Oh, okay. So they're watching. They haven't finished their decision. They're watching to see if I am.
Yeah. When you're through reading Finnegan's Wake, which you don't read anymore, when you're through reading Finnegan's Wake, you need to watch the movie Constantine. That'll give you a little idea of what's going on. Might help you out. It'll help
you,
nigga.
All right, so
Constantine, Carolyn Constantine, find him on Netflix so he can actually see it because he won't look it up.
Yeah, we'll do that. I heard the movie. I don't need any more about it. So I'm walking along. So I've been wasting my time for the 5 months because I went to the site.
No, you're not wasting anything. You are preparing the way of the Lord. Bob, you are preparing the way of the Lord. There's nothing wrong. You've not wasted a goddamn thing. You ridiculous sot. You hadn't done anything your whole entire life, so you've not wasted anything. If you don't do anything, you can't waste anything. You've not wasted anything. You're doing methodically the process at bay. Carolyn says that's how you do science. You don't wake up and say, I'm going to make the perfect. Yeah, I don't wake up and make the perfect tincture. I adjust it till it's perfect. And then I introduce it into the systemic position to have an abject positional change in the meat sack body.
Yeah, abject sounds negative. Abject sounds negative. Abject.
Shit, well, the problem is fucked up, and you're going to introduce something to make a change so that you can shift from the negative into the I'm well again. We didn't say positive.
Okay.
We said I'm well again.
Great.
We didn't say positive.
So does Carolyn? I got that. So we got to keep moving. So Carolyn says. Mm-hmm. So does Carolyn believe that I'm the David? She believes that I'm supposed to connect to the aliens, or she just humors it? But she got her own world.
Well,
she thinks is more important.
She does agree that you and David have a very prolific pubic hair pronunciation. She agrees that.
Yeah, but does she believe that I'm going to meet with the aliens?
It doesn't matter. She doesn't care. She's busy doing what she does. That doesn't matter.
She doesn't care.
Whether she does. No. She doesn't need to. Whether she does or whether she doesn't change anything. So if it works out, she's like, great, I'm on it. If it doesn't work out, she's like, okay, great, I'm on it. See, she's in the process. She's busy. She's doing the work.
Well, what... Well, what aren't
doers,
I doing the work?
She is,
aren't I
no,
doing
no.
the work?
You don't do nothing. You,
well, what am I
what
doing
do
then,
do?
Walking up and down the street?
Nothing.
Doing nothing.
Nothing. You're doing nothing. You're trying to show up. You somebody gave you a plane ticket, and you're trying to show up on time. You don't do nothing. Are you nuts? She's a doer of the word. You're a beer of the word. Being doers of the word. This is the faith versus works. Carolyn does the works. You have the, quote, faith that this is going to work
well,
itself
what's the,
out.
Well, what is the purpose of me being
you
David?
It's work out.
You got to add a bit of purpose to the David scene.
I see. Read right now, Carolyn. Make a little note here. Bob should read Psalms. All the Psalms.
No, I want to hear your words. You wrote Psalms, so just tell me what you meant when you wrote it.
Oh, no, that's easy. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. You become the and. That's not even the right word. You become the capacity of the hope for saving the world. You become the hope. You become
well,
the
isn't
hope.
Carolyn, isn't Carolyn saving the world?
Oh, no. No, 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 not at all. Not at all. Are you nuts? How's that working for you, Carolyn? They've done everything but nailed you to an old rugged cross. How's that working for you? No. She ain't trying to save nothing. She's trying to put it in a position where they understand that they have the capacity to change. There you go. That's your free part.
And I don't do that. I deal with some nebulous idea of hope.
Well, you a la McLuhan. A la the mechanical bride. Mm-hmm.
A la Stalin or Lenin?
No. That don't save anything. That just puts you in line. That puts you in the queue. That's that goddamn Canadian in you coming out. That just puts you in line. That you have to wait for your part, for your fair share. Yeah, no.
If I'm a Stalin, if Stalin was important, that would
correct,
be the rule.
Correct. Now, we like Brezhnev. Brezhnev's better. We like Brezhnev. At least he was logical. But you're not.
Did he actually suck George Bush's cock or one of the Bush's cocks? Who said that?
Why not? They all had a fellatio based relationship, Bob. Bush had all the goods on him.
Yeah, but did they suck each other's cocks? Literally.
It doesn't matter. Yes. Yes, of course. Why not? Who cares? They all do. Hey, go to one of Hillary's cocktail parties. You'll see what a cocktail feels like.
Right, but what Paul Krasner wrote in 1968, he called it Hominturn, that the homosexual cabal secretly ran the world. Is that what you're saying, that Bush and Brezhnev are all homosexuals, or they don't care?
Yeah. Yes, but see, if you listen to us long, we're quick to bring up that everybody's androgynous. You have all
right.
the capacity. It's like the benefits.
Yeah, we've done that.
Of
I don't need to. I understand
bull.
That. So,
so now you're trying to make that. Now you're trying to make this big difference between hetero and homosexual ejaculation.
No,
ejaculation
no, no.
is ejaculation.
Someone else did.
Oh.
The point is that
okay,
everybody's
so.
Doing it because they're both.
I agree. Agree. So enough to say that whether that is or is not the case doesn't matter in the big scheme of things.
Yeah. Okay. So, but what goes on at Hillary's cocktail party? Something different?
Oh yeah, she that's the adrenochrome. That's the pizza gate. That's the
right.
the
right.
ripping the baby blood. That's what Karen gets upset. Remember the last time she cried? Yeah, it was not
yeah.
good.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Remember the mothers against drunk driving that run over the little dude? He was a good
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I know. I got that. Yeah. Okay. So why is Carol
that was
basically
a long time ago.
Mega... Listen, what, yeah, that's 40 years ago. Maybe 82, 1982, something like that.
Yep.
Why is Carol a megalomaniac, though most people don't see her that way? What made her a megalomaniac?
Oh, because, okay, it's like being herded, like buffalo. When you herd a buffalo, they get into a crowd, and they can't see the ground for each other. And then someone charges, and they start running, and then they'll jump off the cliff, and like the pigs, and defile themselves, like with Legion, when the Legion was infested. And they kill themselves. She separates herself, and she's the one buffalo that won't run. She'll stand her ground, and because that, then she becomes a threat. She's always been a threat. She was a threat to Evelyn. She was a threat to the FDA. She's a threat to the AMA. She's a threat to the Canadian. I don't even know what Canadian people are. We don't even know what they have any medical thing in Canada. She's been a threat.
Oh hip.
We can't even say it. We don't even certainly wouldn't want to embrace it. Oh hip. I mean, I threw out my hip, out of hip. So the point becomes, she stood up to them and said, "That's not right." What do you mean it's not right? You don't have equality. You don't get to say what's right. What's right? That's not right. What you're saying is not the case. And here's the evidence that doesn't go with it. Well, we're going to do this to you. Okay, then do what you do. We're going to take your license. Okay. I didn't ask you for a license. I'm a doctor. I didn't ask you for a license. We ain't going to do that. You're not going to practice medicine. I've never practiced medicine. I help people. I've never practiced medicine. I help people. I've never practiced medicine. I've never proclaimed to. Well, you got to do that. I got to do nothing. Yes, you do. No, I don't. I'm going to take it away from you. Okay. I understand. No problem. Take me to California. That's not a good place to die. I'll go to California and do what I do. No problem. Well, you can't do it out there either. Okay. See, she never pushed against any of it. She's like, I know what I know. And I'm not going to conform to what you tell me that I should know. That's the difference. Simply. Now, that may be the simplest way to say it, but that's basically how it went.
Is he really good at that? Did Gary Knoll do that? Did anybody else? Well, he's not a doctor, but
Gary Knoll is ridiculous. No, she's the only person that can find out the benefits of turmeric enough to make it valid in a human body. Who does that? Now, since she started talking about it, everybody's on turmeric. And she got started on it. Now everybody's going crazy over it. It's kind of like they're in her damn email box, and they go, she's going to talk about RNA. Let's get on that. We'll be on RNA. That's what we better do. Time and time and time and time again, she's on that leading cusp or that leading edge of what's changing.
Okay.
Hey,
you got
Bob, we got some Southern company we could save for $75 a share. Karen's going to be able to shut down New Capstone and just live on Southern Company. Won't that be fun? Ooh, you'll have a whoop. Bob, boy, you'll have a tiger by the tail then, Bob, when she's got free time. That'd be crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So she stood up the strongest. And can we mention turmeric, as you just did?
Turmeric.
Is that
turmeric?
Yeah, turmeric.
Turmeric.
Can we mention that? Can we mention that?
Yes.
Broadcast.
Yes.
Okay.
Turmeric.
Okay.
Turmeric.
All right.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Here's the next
part. Only from her farm that she is dedicated about 2 ± acres to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is my back, this crazy tightening of the middle of my bottom of my back, caused by alien massage?
No, it's a change of the pineal gland. Your pineal gland is actually changing, and we're really upset about that because you really shouldn't ascend. And you're starting to ascend. You've had just enough of everything to get you stirred up. Notice how much living water you haven't been sent lately. We're trying to slow you down just a little. You haven't.
Is that the tech body saying that? Are you the tech body saying that?
No. You're not going to ascend. Why would you ascend? Why would you do that? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because you know why? Because if you ascend, you're on your way to Andromeda. Apparently, I'm not going to Andromeda. Oh, I might go there.
Well,
and drop in.
You might go. Yeah, that's right. You'll be the on bondsman. You'll open the door and say, "All right, this way to the front. This way to the on bondsman." You'll let him out like a good butler. You'll let him out, and then you'll want to go
I can come and go at Andromeda, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but don't tell that. You can't play that, because that's some bullshit.
Right.
Yes, you can. You can.
Okay.
You have to watch Doctor Who and Torchwood to figure that out, because you become the tight-assed John Barrymore. Mm-hmm.
A lot of culture, Shakespeare plays, Doctor Who shows, all these things, are part of our uncreated realizations, and they're visualizations of them, and then maybe they help to activate them.
They're created. They're not uncreated. They're created.
Right. Now, they're all reflecting the dramatic point of me as David. That's why I'm always in all of them.
The capacity. It's what Proust was trying to tell them. Who reads Proust anymore, Bob? That's what Proust was trying to say. Right. But that's what they were trying to say. That's what Ezra Pound was echoing from the rooftops. But Ezra Pound?
Yeah. Are you talking about capacity for everybody, or it's Bob's capacity to
There's
create
no
the
difference.
Hope?
There's no difference. If Bob can make it, you can too. If Bob is a dark soul, then you're the dark soul too. If Bob is prolific to sin, then so are you. If you can be saved, then so can you. If you can watch the TV, then so can Bob. If Bob can watch the TV, you have to choose what you watch. You see?
Great. There,
If Bob can read Finnegan's Wake, so should you also.
Right. So that's the capacity I represent, the hope, the capacity that you can do all these things.
Don't say hope. Say hope realm, because we don't like hope. Hope is a great thing to have,
realm.
But it's a terrible... It's a terrible strategy. Yeah. Don't have hope
it's
in the strategy.
Hope realm. She said hope realm.
Hope realm. Yeah.
Okay, so listen to
that.
In the movie Enemy of State, there's a character named Robert Dean, and he's a black guy. And
Don't
Nelson
say black
Dahl,
guy. Say nigger. Say nigger man. He's not black. He's a nigger man.
He's a nigger man. And so Nelson and I saw the movie. And so he decided to name himself after Lenny Bloom, who was the first journalist to be killed in the movie. So Brian the other day noticed, wait a minute, Will Smith played Bob, seemed to indicate something about Bob, and then he becomes this marker point that's going to make the history of Hollywood. This is the cataclysmic punchline of him slapping Chris Rock. He's expressing something about me.
Correct.
I'm doing.
That's right. That's the same thing you did to Reverend Stang, who was interested in the Church of the Subgenius until you took it over.
Yeah.
Who was watching the Academy Awards until you bitch slapped Ivan Stang?
Right. So not Chris Rock, Ivan Stang. Not Chris Rock. Ivan Stang.
Dang Carolyn, because nobody was even giving credence that there was an award show until Will Smith showed his ass and did whatever he did. Who gives a fuck? I mean, goddamn, his wife said he was defending sleeping with a 20-year-old, her Jaden Smith's friend. His wife is fucking a 20-year-old, so she's got bitch. The bitch has got honor. She's a goddamn whore, and he's going to defend a whore? Well, pretty silly. Pretty silly.
Well, why did he do it then? Why did he do it?
Because who else is watching the Academy Awards? There's no Emmy issue here. He's watching it. Nobody.
Did Chris Rock discuss this and they set it up? They didn't.
No. And Chris Rock is going to bleed this for good money. He's going to bleed it. It's all good. I mean, because now his shows are sold out. He's doing a show. Okay, here we go. Here's your free part. You can play this. He's got a big contract with Netflix. Nobody was coming to his little shows to pimp the Netflix contract. One bitch slap at an award show. The slap heard around the world. Now people are giving $8,000 to go to the little show in Chicago to see him so that he'll talk about the slap heard around the world. And he does his George Carlin spiel. And so it makes the increased impetus on his Netflix show, which is going to make him a lot of money. So that's what we're talking about.
But he's Will is reflecting something about me. It's an Android meme image. Why is Ben coming up? Why is Ben walking up right now?
He wants to see if he can get through that window. He can slit your throat. He can chop your head off.
What is Ben? Is he an angel? What is he?
We didn't say. Angel.
He's looking at a dead bird. I think he's looking at a dead bird, Carol. He's sneaking
up. Where's
that bird?
Where's the dead bird?
Okay. So Will is Will's reflecting something about me.
Yeah, of course.
What I'm doing.
Well, everything, Bob. You narcissist. Everything is according to you.
No, according to you. I never said nothing about you. You.
Well, Carolyn. So then, indeed, we are the most marvelous creation, the last great erection of J.R. Bob Dobbs. We are. The last great erection of J.R. Bob Dobbs, man. That's true. How nice.
Look at that, Kel. Nice. The Ben's eating the bird. He's like picking at it, and he grabbed it, and he ran off with it. He fucking ran off with it. Where is he?
That's what they want to do with you, Bubby.
Where'd he go? I think, it ain't there. He took it.
Make note. Make note. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. By God, that's what they want to do to you.
Is he going to eat the dead corpse? Is that what they do?
Of course, that's what they do. You're disgusting, Bob. You're disgusting. You touch things with filth. You touch things with unclean hands, Bob. All the time. You touch things with unclean hands.
So
you're
disgusting.
Everything
is about me. You say everything's about me. Big fucking deal. I have things to do.
If you hadn't created us, we wouldn't have to sing your praises so often. So what are you going to do?
I created non-physical?
So far, we'll see how it goes.
The release. I created the release of non-physical. That's what I did.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
So I'm the great elf.
You are what Nostradamus said that everybody should be afraid of.
Okay, so I'm playing this to Saturday night, some of this. Yeah. This part right here. What are people thinking? What are the strangers who wandered in here? What are they thinking?
They think they're scared. They're afraid. They think it's ridiculous. Most of them are Most of them are enjoying an eight-ball fueled weekend of debauchery, and they're concerned that now something has overcome them or has become the strident base that they have to overtake in order to survive. So survival is futile at this stage because they're what you call it, abrogated. They're abrogated, Bob. They're abrogated.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So to say that as much as you don't want to, Bob will have his press conference. Bob will have his day in the Billboard.
Yeah, we despise it. We despise it. Carolyn's against it. The entire board of New Capstone's against it. Nobody supports it. We're all against it. Whitestone is trying to make a campaign against it, but it doesn't make any difference. It's going to proceed. It's going to proceed. Don't worry. It's going to proceed.
Why
to the chagrin of many. To the chagrin of many, Bob. To the chagrin
it has
of many.
To happen because it has to be the punchline of all culture, right? It has
Correct.
To be the
denouement. It has to be the... say the words again. Those last words one
it
more time.
It has to be the denouement. It has to be the conclusion.
Yeah.
The equation is completed.
Sure.
There was somebody everything was about.
Say, fate, oh, complete. Fate, oh, complete. That's
right.
Better.
Okay.
That's
so
it's more accurate. Unless you want to go the German. The German's pretty good too, but fate au complet. It's good. It has to end there. So the fat lady's gotta sing. You have to acknowledge that there's a fat lady to do the aria in order for the to be the conclusion when the fat lady sings. So
yeah, the media,
that's what you're prescribing.
The media are the fat lady. The android media.
The message becomes that's when the message becomes the medium.
Okay, so...
did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yep, that's when the message becomes the medium. So the... what would be the next thought there? The... Are people who were in Carolyn's class at Dalhousie, the medical class, are any of them aware of what she has become in the...
Most of them have died... from sclerosis of the liver. Most of them are dead. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. There's not a handful of them that are even alive. And they support Dr. Dean wholeheartedly. Yeah, most
the
of them
ones
are dead.
Who are alive, the ones who are alive, do they know what Carolyn has arrived at, some level of notoriety?
Well,
do they know that?
There's a bit of incredulity because they can't embrace it because she was like hardened or shamed or hurt or fill in the blank, whatever that means. But she stood to her ground. And that's what they can't believe, that she actually stood up to the system. She stood up to the machine. She stood up to the thing that you can't overcome because they would kill her. I wonder that she's alive is a wonder before God. Just saying, from me alone.
So she...
Fuck Nancy. It's amazing that she's alive.
Right. So Carolyn and I are both Davids in
kinda.
Different contexts.
But see, unlike you and her, you and she, she understood how telomeres affect the cellular strata. That's what they
didn't realize. Yeah, but I realized the non-physical parallel to that.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Congratulations, Patty. Praise Bob.
Okay.
We're going to praise you, Bob. We're going to give you that. But no, she changed, and that's where you are right now with the COVID.
Listen to this. So Ed has some footage of Biden mingling when Obama comes to the White House yesterday or something. And nobody is paying any attention to Biden. Do they all know he ain't Biden, that he's a double?
Yep. And Obama had to validate Biden. And then he gets up on the stage and he says, I wanted to tell you about the Vice President Biden. He wouldn't even acknowledge him as the president because he wasn't the fucking president. And then Kamala Harris and her cackle laugh, and that's all they went. And everybody around it, everybody's right. He put his hand on him. He's like, Barack. He's trying to get his attention. Barack never even acknowledged he was in the fucking room.
I saw that.
He's like, fuck you. I ain't giving you time of day. You are a has-been wannabe. If you make it to the end of the month, we're going to be astounded. Astounded we're going to be.
But
they're
counting
him as out.
Point, it's the war of the doubles. Biden, no, Obama is dead, and he's a double. He's just one double.
Look at his hair.
The other double.
Look at his hair. Look at his hair.
No, what
Obama's hair.
Okay, what about what I just said?
Exactly
he's
right.
One double, snub it. Yeah, okay, we got that. All right,
and they're
now,
they're doing it from they're doing it on purpose. They're doing it on purpose for a presser. It's called a presser.
Yeah,
know
I know about it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but no, was he wanting people to notice that he was ignoring Biden?
Yeah.
Did he?
Of course. Well, that went around. It's the slap heard around the world. Everybody in the world is watching where he's roaming around. He's roaming like he's at somebody else's cocktail party. It's like, well, there was a wedding and there was a sign. And I went in. I don't know anybody here. And he's roaming around. Nobody will talk to him. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. That's another validation of what's to come. They're fixing the
right.
As though it were not. But it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late.
Yeah.
You did this. You did this.
I know.
You
I know.
Did
I did.
This.
What did I do in the last couple of weeks that evoked the slap that's been changing everything? What did I? What
no.
was I doing? What happened to me?
You called them on their shit. You basically called them on their shit. You basically
on,
said
on payday. On payday.
All of it. Yes, of course. Of course. Because look at the words. You played our words. You said your words. You made your words. You made your. Uh-oh. We have to wait until Carolyn comes back.
Yeah. No, didn't you? Wait, oh, you just left. Oh, I thought. she's so such a snob. She thinks nothing real happens after her part. Okay. So,
so what you're saying is, Bob, is you just think you're in charge. She's actually in charge. Is that what you're trying to say?
No,
you're just pretending
that.
To be in charge. Is that what you're saying?
She thinks she should be in charge. She's not in charge, but she thinks she should be. Okay.
Mm.
So now that she's not here, we can get some stuff done. Okay. So
okay,
the,
good. Now let the pornography begin, Bob. It's good.
Yeah, yeah. So if we look, yeah, so there seems to be Trump's rising, or he's been rising for a couple of years, but he never went down. But there's something dramatic happened the last couple of weeks. So that's why I see the slap as symbolic of something. Pelosi getting sick, Trump getting it right with Bob and all that. There's something dramatic that's happened that's going to speed up the events so we won't have midterms?
Do you remember several moons ago, not too long ago, but moments ago, we made a big deal about Creedence Clearwater Revival. I see a dark moon rising. Remember that?
Yeah.
You made a great deference about that. It was a nothing, and I was just spoofing or fucking off. There's nothing going on here. Well, if you go back to when that was, that's when this began. This thing, that's when this began. And the this is the part that raises the swamp. Raising the swamp.
You mean it becomes visible. It becomes a figure. That's what you mean. It becomes visible.
Well, what you call it figure ground. That's what you call
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We don't mind that. We don't mind it. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but we don't mind it. It's pretty words. We don't know what it means, but it's pretty words.
But you're saying it be the swamp gets exposed is basically what you're saying?
Well, it's figure ground exposed, typically.
I don't know. Figure is exposed, ground is not. Bob's the ground. Biden and the whole gang going down is the figure.
See?
Okay.
See, so basically, that basically, like Lawrence Welk, when the bubbles start coming up, you know the show's about to start or end. When they have the bubbles with Lawrence Welk, like Zappa, like White
Sugar.
What
did you say?
Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, what did you say about Zappa? You typed Lawrence Zappa's the Lawrence Welk, or Lawrence Welk is better than Zappa.
He's the Lawrence Welk. He was Lawrence Welk is the Zappa of rock and roll. That Lawrence Welk is the Zappa of rock and roll. And then we said that Zappa is like white sugar. It should not be engaged in any amount. Otherwise, you would die.
Right.
Certainly, you would have
right.
You would die.
Now, what was Leon? Was Leon saying that my new web call voice was more natural? Was he saying
yeah.
that?
He was. He was trying. Because basically what's happening is you have a clarity now. Before, you sounded like a buffoon. From CKLN, just after CKLN forward, you sounded like a buffoon because nobody would believe what you said. You were talking a bunch of shit. Well, I created this, and I did the letter to Prince Charles, and I'll be blah, 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 blah. God damn, how big is your dick? I want to see your dick. I don't want to hear anything else you got to say. That thing's got to be 9 miles long. I want to see that dick. I want to see it because it's crazy.
Now what's happened is you're able to be clear and say, this is what we're working with. This is what is. This is what's on the table. Enjoy the parts you like. If you don't enjoy them, we understand. That doesn't make them any less. Roast beef on the table, if you don't engage it, does not make it less roast beef. There you
right.
got them. There you got
okay,
them.
Okay, so
because now
so
there's
this.
No way they can come back and say, oh, Bob was wrong, just because they didn't eat it. See, before,
right.
they could say, well, there was no buffet. Now there is a buffet. That's the difference.
Is anything that I read in Drudge about the Russian soldiers accurate? Are a lot of soldiers dying? Are they Chechens? Like, what's going on over there? I can see footage on
nothing.
By people.
Nothing is real. None of that's real. They've already hit the acid factory, which has set
mm-hmm.
off a huge problem, which is where the BAT2 came from. But don't say
yeah.
nothing. I'm gonna say if we had any regard, we'd say don't play it. But we don't have a regard, so you play it. God damn it! The nitric oxide that was released included the BAT2, which is why everybody's getting wiped out all over the place. And so now you have level after level after level of connection that's a problem.
So when we see somebody Lancaster, he's a guy in Donbass. He's been there 8 years, so he interviews the local people who are the Russian.
Lancaster.
Yeah, he, the little people say, the fucking Ukrainians bombed us, not the Russians. He's not propaganda. That's real footage. That's real people telling
correct.
The truth.
That's correct. Right. That's great. But you can't believe Drudge because Drudge is under such a filter that it doesn't apply. Drudge is under such a filter that it doesn't apply. You got to go deeper to that. You have to go deeper than Drudge, because Drudge is telling you to Drudge. That's not even pond scum.
Yeah, we got it. No, we get this. We get the facts on Ed's site. Ed's one of the best news sites going. Correct?
Agreed. We don't like it. We don't like it, but we agree. We're like Peter Ducey. We're with you. We don't understand, but we're with you.
Okay,
Peter
so
Ducey.
Let me get. I got a whole bunch of interesting points here. Let's see.
Okay.
Are there a lot of? Yeah. Are there a lot of Russian people in the ex-Soviet Union in the Russia, not Ukraine, who are starving and suffering
yes,
under the
of course.
Putin's leadership?
They
there are.
Certainly are. They always have been. See, that's the reason we keep bringing up Brezhnev, and you keep saying no, 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 yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
no,
I know
no,
about
no,
Brezhnev.
Yes,
he was great. It was great. No, we don't need to go into that.
Yeah.
So, how incompetent is the Russian army?
Bob, they're using bullets that are 50 years old. They're using guns that don't shoot. They thought they were told they were going just to work up the border issue. They've been there for 9 months, goddamn, waiting to make sure that the Ukrainians didn't attack them. And so now all of a sudden they just think that they're just trying to do a peacekeeping movement. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so they're all getting killed, and they didn't expect that.
Correct. And they're all killing
themselves.
But
that's what Drudge says. Russians are losing bad. It's going to go on for years.
They are losing. It is. They're losing bad. They're running out of Russians. They're running out of Russians. But that's not the story. The story is what's being released out of the Wuhan labs in Kiev that's going to undo the world. You won't have time for a, I'm never going to say this. Careful. No, we can't even say that. Okay, you can't play this.
Say it. Okay, I won't play it. Go ahead.
You can't play it. That's not the problem. That's not the the coagulant that you're trying to present. What's happening is this becomes the end to the means. This is the essence. Now, you can play this. This becomes the promulgated position that forces the humans to ascend or die. It's becoming so.
You think I can play that, but we. Yeah, but we don't know what they have to do to ascend. No, they don't know. We don't
know.
It
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The world is fixing to come to a place where they're going to ascend or they're going to die. Their choice. They choose to ascend, they'll goddamn figure it out or they'll goddamn die. It's easy.
Okay,
it's
we got that.
It ain't
okay,
hard.
We got
but
that.
Now you're at the high-stakes poker table. The ante keeps getting raised. Okay, I have to listen to Bob. Okay, I have to talk to Bob. Well, I have to have engaged on physical. Okay, I got to take the complete performance. Okay, I have to bring myself to a higher plane. Okay, I have to separate myself from my mind. It's a non-thinking man's regime. Okay, step. It's forcing them into a position where they have no choice but to either ascend or to expire. Either way.
Okay, let's try to figure out what ascension is. So, when the people who lived in Andromeda Galaxy were dropped into the Garden of Eden, which I guess was just Adam and Eve, they were there.
And Lilith.
As long as they didn't.
And Lilith. And Lilith. Yeah.
there was no Eve. There was no Eve. It was Adam and Lilith.
No, it was Adam and Eve and Lilith. Lilith was there.
And Lilith was a seraphim.
Correct.
Or a neapolitan. Yes, seraphim.
You've done your homework, Bob. You're doing good.
Yeah. So listen.
You've been listening to Jack. Jack taught you something, Bob. That's good.
Okay, listen to this sign. Let's get this going.
All right.
As long as they didn't eat from the two trees, everything's okay in the Garden of Eden. But
they were in stasis. They in the Garden of Eden, they were in stasis. They got no gain, they got no loss. Okay, good.
Right. But outside the Garden of Eden was the world that that we're moving into now with very little oxygen and a lot of carbon, a lot of hydrogen or something, AO2SO4. If they went out in that world, they'd die. So they stayed in the Garden of Eden. Something made them eat the thing, so they started to be uncomfortable. They weren't dying.
That was
I made them. Yeah, I made them eat it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did they start to die slowly in the Garden of Eden?
No, that's when the clock started. That's when you invented time.
And that meant you get kicked out of the Garden of Eden when there's time.
No. That's when you begin to expire. And you have to dig in the earth. You have to dig in the earth.
Yeah, but
the fullness
that's when they're out. That's when they're out. Oh, okay, so you're saying that the fate of going outside the Garden of Eden and having to dig started inside the Garden of Eden.
No. It started once they were expelled. Once they knew right and wrong, once they knew good and bad, once they knew that information, that knowledge, they were like, oh, my God, that's a big old penis. You big old penis, you better cover that goddamn penis up. That's nasty. You got a vagina. Ooh, look at that lady. Let's cover that shit up, you filthy thing.
So what you're saying is the mind.
When they that knowledge, the knowledge put them in jeopardy. Because then they were responsible for the
It's a fucking mind capacity. Got activated. The mind got activated.
Okay. Like that. We like that. Okay.
It stopped monitoring the blood.
It stopped monitoring the central nervous system or the autonomic system and became
That's when they started thinking. That's when they started began thinking. Good. Good night, Dad.
And time is part of that. That's when time began. Thinking and time began. Mm-hmm. And then they got out and they couldn't survive. So what made the atmosphere outside the Garden of Eden change so they could kind of survive for a while? Because they couldn't survive when they were in the Garden of Eden if they had been kicked outside. You know, the outside was lethal. What changed it?
Bob.
No,
let's stop. Now listen. They were still eternal even though they didn't know it. They were little men, but they didn't know it. So they survived. They could engage. And then when that happened, then they were other people in the outside realm, the angels that were cast down. They engaged with Lilith. That's where Cain and Abel got their wives. Remember the children? That's where they got their
Noah
wives.
Then me and Noah cleaned that up. But when they got out of this Garden of Eden, when did the oxygen start building up?
No, they became from that position that they were. It was treacherous when they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. It was very hard, but they were able to survive. So they negotiated from the kindness of strangers, Nephilim, to engage, and that's how it began. That was the marriage
When does the atmosphere that is being grown again now, and that was already there when they were in the Garden of Eden, outside the Garden of Eden, outside the bubble, when did
that
pre-flood. Change?
Pre-flood and post-flood. Pre-flood and post-flood. Pre-flood, it was almost unbearable, but they were making it. And then the flood, it was all cleaned up. Because you had all this water that added all this oxygen so that the motherfuckers could start all over again. Except for the goddamn Ham, Shem, and Japheth. That's where it gets ugly. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. They started, dogs and cats started laying together. They made problems. Then they came forward, and then they went from Mount Ararat into your mountain.
The early morning of March 30th, 2022, in my experience, it seemed like the morning, then I woke up. I was swimming down on Polo Beach, and I looked back, and there was this huge wave coming, so huge, just like in the movie 2012.
About 40 feet.
100 feet. It was 100 feet. And I thought, well, I'm going to be dragged back, or can I get out of here? And I woke up. I didn't know how to solve it. But what was the wave a symbol of?
Oh, the flooding of the human condition. That was the wave of the human condition. Bob, everybody wants to be saved. You're not here to save everybody. But that wave represents the number of people that are going to be expelled, that are going to be composted. Is that the way to say it? If you look at that wave, those are the people who are going to be composted. And they know if they could get a hold of you, they would be saved. Just like the moniker with the religion and Jesus saved me, little, whatever that all means. That take Jesus in my heart. They're trying to take you in their heart, Bob, and you got away. That's how it works.
Yeah. I'm there right down on the beach, and those people are getting consumed. They see me, and they say, "Oh, we didn't make it." But Bob's leaving.
Ralph Doobie had the same dream. Ralph Doobie had the same dream.
Wow. When he was on Hawaii.
Yeah. Exactly right. Good.
Was he on Maui? Which island was he on?
Oahu.
Okay, we got that. Okay, good. What is the 418 group in the midst of these lockdown Bob rule? What are they doing? You talked about them for years. How are they reacting to this scene where we are today?
Do you want to play this or no?
Well, I want the facts. So if playing it diminishes, I don't want to do that. We're not going to play it.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're not going to play it. They become the representation of the crown.
Inc.
Did you say they're going to become the representation?
No, they are the representation of the Crown, Inc. Crown's going to win, Bob. The Crown's
right.
going to win if it hair-lips the Queen, Victoria.
But you is gotta, the Duke you, of Tech, you, was the Duke of Tech an alien? I can't remember.
No.
What you may love.
No. But he is in charge of that.
Of the Crown?
Not completely, but yeah. Inner circle, that's right. Because they have these heads that run things. This goes back to the cabal with the Scottish Rite, Knights Templar, Masons, la 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 la, skull and crossbones, fucked up shit. It all goes back to that.
Right. So the 14th group represents as an image of the Crown, which is a historical fact. But the 418 group is not actually what the Crown people are. That's just the name of them.
The only thing the Crown's afraid of, Bob.
You're muffled. Do it again. You're muffled. The only thing
the Crown is afraid of is you.
Right.
Crown
and they
Incorporated,
knew
because they know that you have a backing from the mountain that they try, though they may. They cannot control.
Oh, that still isn't a lot of dot. That's what you meant by the big significance of the dot, that Bob is supported by the mountain, for fuck's sake.
Right. And see, that's why we adore Carolyn. Do we adore Carolyn? Fuck yes, we adore Carolyn. Do we play with Carolyn? We fuck with Carolyn. But that doesn't trump you.
Yeah, that's why they didn't check my skull back in 2008. But they had to check Carolyn's skull.
Correct. And we support Karen. It's no issue with Karen. It's all good, no matter what. It's all good. But that doesn't overcome you. We're not trying to pump you up. Goddamn, your head's a big goddamn now. You can't tote it on your little bitty man, little child man body. You can't tote your big head on your body right now. We're not trying to pimp you up any more than you already are. But that's the difference.
I understand. So somebody asked me, when we go to Andromeda, this might be a Susanna question. When we go to Andromeda, are we going to a parallel world?
No, not parallel. It's the world. You're in a parallel world now. You're going back home. Some call it heaven. We call it home. Some call it heaven. We call it home. So you're in a parallel world now. If that's the way you want to say it. Yeah.
Andromeda doesn't have these terms, kingdom, domain, realm, empire. All those terms are this fallen state around the parallel world we're in.
There's superfluous. There's the way you categorize your less than state of being. They categorize your less than state of being. So I'm not a king. I'm not a god. I'm not in charge. I'm not a queen. I'm not a... So therefore, I have to fit into a realm or a capacity that I can control.
Yeah, I get that. There's a big dot.
That's huge. Yeah. That's huge. But I think you can play that. And given with a caveat that this is not for the children. Don't let the children get involved. Give them a misnomer so that we got an out.
Okay, got that. So the next point is, you discussed in 2016 that there was going to be a UFO invasion. I never got it straight. Was this an invasion that would help Hillary win, or it was an invasion that would stop Hillary?
No, neither. Neither. Hillary is a non sequitur. Hillary is the example of what the parenthetical, you know when people go, Hillary is the that's the parenthetical that can't be. Now she's trying to come back again when Biden falls. You see,
right?
Because he's gonna fall. He's gonna fall pretty quick. Well, you know he's already fallen, but we can't say that outside. The joyless Reed show could not embrace such a thing. You see, he couldn't do that.
Okay,
he couldn't embrace that.
Now, I found out in the past year or so that Hillary was part of the
committee that I think were gathered around Harry Reid back in 2015, 2016. They decided to investigate UFOs, and Hillary was part of it, and all the CIA people went in there, and the committee wasted $22 million or something, and nothing came of it. But is that investigating of the UFO was the cover for some kind of invasion that was looming to happen if certain events occurred, right?
Okay. Yeah, you have to go back. You have to go back to Jackie Gleason and another president that took him on a car ride that messed up Jackie Gleason.
That's Nixon. Nixon did that.
That's correct. That's when it happened, not the Rodhams. The Rodhams were aware of it, but that's not where it happened. Where it happened was with Nixon. And that's the thing, the Gene Dixon, not Nixon, Gene Dixon told him about that made Pat Dixon, Pat Nixon, become a drunk.
Right. Now, what are they learning? They learned something about a UFO invasion, the one that I'm going to be dealing with, or something in 2015 on election day.
There's no difference. See, Bob, you're still trying to make this about time. I like Ike. Ike is now. I like Ike. Ike is now. You're dealing with the same shit now that Ike did, Eisenhower did. Same shit. No problem. The same thing.
Okay.
You're echoing the Hoover Dam.
So everybody went neurotic because they saw that we were going to get wiped out as humans. That's how they interpreted this invasion. UFO invasion was bad for humans, right? They had a patent and had a loyalty to the human species. And they said, we're going to lose. That's how they interpreted this invasion, correct? Or did they see that Trump was a solution and that was Bob's was a solution? Did they see that?
Okay. Play everything you just said, until you get, but don't.
Right.
But
so
everything you said, you can play.
Right. But the thing is, this invasion and the UFOs are real. Hitler and them learned.
It's not an invasion. They are imbibing. It's not an invasion, it's an imbibing. You act like this is not some strange thing that's taken over the earth. These motherfuckers have been here longer than y'all been here. They've just been garnering you. They've been garnering
you. What do you mean by imbibing? They're going
to
eat us?
To drink. Drink. They've been drinking you. You came from them. You are what they pissed. You imbibed. You are being imbibed.
Can we play this part?
Yeah. You can play that part.
Yeah. Okay, so this dramatic invasion, the fantasy for 125 years or something or more, it's happening, and different people, different groupings in the 20s, the 30s, American secret societies, this was the big secret. So that who was it? E. Howard Hunt knew what he was talking about when he said,
we love E. Howard Hunt. Ooh, yes, now.
But let's not get distracted. I don't care if you fucking love him. Listen.
That's great.
E. Howard Hunt was told the truth.
Yeah.
He knew that Kennedy was killed over the alien issue, and who was to know it? Okay, we got that.
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
All right.
That led to the connection from the Arkansas Funk Brothers, too, in Texas as well.
Yeah. Okay. So I was walking, doing my walk. This would be Thursday night, a week ago. Yeah, because it's not there. So a week ago, I was doing my walk, going into Friday morning, and there. And there's never anybody out. They're all sleeping. But this Thursday night, there was a guy, he had his light on, he's in the grass, he was doing stuff. And I walked by him, and then I came back, he was still there, he ignored me. That was a fucking alien, right?
Yeah. They calls by Tom.
And he knew... He was necessary to figure out, he was calculating where I was. He was doing measurements of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something was doing measurements, and I saw it as a human being. But I think he was in that house, the one you're talking about.
He is.
Yeah.
And if you notice, if you walk up a little closer, had you looked to your left, you know what your left is?
Well, that's the wall. You're looking back over at the golf course.
You'd have seen a cat. The cat was watching you too.
Ah, okay. So that was part of the monitoring.
You were looking to the right. You were looking at the obvious. You were looking at the obvious. You weren't looking at the superfluous. But that's okay.
Very good.
All right. Sorry.
Now he's not there to body protect.
Now, Bob, you need to stop. You need to stop this. Stop this. You're protected, goddammit. You're protected. That's not the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is we've got to lessen your degree of assertion to be separated from the fifth gate. You got to relax. We stopped everything. Nobody could come in. Nobody could go. Nobody was moving. No one's in. No one's out. We did all this. Don't worry about that. We calmed it all down. You got to relax. You got to get yourself ready to go to New Zealand. You can't just walk out and jump on a plane and go to New Zealand today. You can't do that. Calm down. We got this. Don't worry about it.
I feel pretty calm. I always feel calm.
Then why? Okay.
Yeah, I'm calm. Okay. But the point is, that guy was not there. He wasn't part of the bodyguards protecting me. He was part of the alien surveillance.
You bet. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. You will never, let me tell you something. You will never see the bodyguards protecting you. Never.
Okay.
And if you do, you call JW. And they'll be looking for a gravestone. Yeah, Bob, we're not in this for our health. We're not in this for our health.
Okay. I understand. Listen, so I can play this part about the guy I saw, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
No problem. His name is Tom. Tom Bradley. Should we give the address?
Listen, shut up.
Do that.
Yeah. So listen to this. So the, but that house, that garage area that guy I saw in, that's where the protection lives. The bodyguard lives, right?
I've never seen him.
Oh, they're not there anymore. They're not necessary.
Correct.
And you're saying it gets a bit dicey when I leave the fifth gate. It's a bit dicey leaving the fifth gate, and I got to relax about that.
Otherwise, you'd have left already. You haven't left the fifth gate since then. Did you notice that? You haven't left since then.
I haven't. What's that mean to leave? What?
You
I
haven't left
anywhere.
The fifth. Right. So you're still within the fifth gate. Carolyn's come and gone, but you haven't. And the last time you tried, you got poison orange juice and the dark horse light killed your bitch ass. So you got your ass home.
Oh, you're talking about going to the airport.
Oh, heaven, earth, we don't know. What is the airport?
I don't know what you're saying about the fifth gate.
You live in the fifth gate. You can't leave the fifth gate. If you do, you're a suspect. The last time you left the fifth gate, you drank poison orange juice in Los Angeles, California, and like a dad. And you survived.
Right. Okay, but look.
You haven't left since then. Since then.
Yes, but you're
left.
Saying that I've got to leave. You're saying I've got to get ready to leave.
You are. And we're trying to break down, because you're careful, we like that. Because you're sane, well, that's questionable, but you're sane. It's questionable.
Okay, I got that. Yeah,
and you're trying to get ready. You're trying to get ready to let go, and go. Okay, there may be germs, but I'm going to go outside of this space.
Okay, so I go outside of it. Does that make me vulnerable to the aliens finding out? Aliens find out where I am.
Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't. We got you. We got you. As long as
I'm more powerful.
I'm more powerful than them.
That's the issue.
No,
I don't need a knife.
Fuck that shit. You don't even know who you are. You don't know what you are. Mr. Slack, you're not in charge of anything. Don't worry about this.
Let's carry on. Time's running out. We got that.
As long as we control this, when the aliens take you, you're safe. But if the aliens take you, it's going to go bad. It's going to go ugly.
But as long as we got this and orchestrate it, and the aliens take you, not the angels, to New Zealand, everything's going to be fine. Just let you, just so everybody knows. That's the only nerve, that's the only words that need to be. You show it to Carolyn, and she'll go, oh, do that. That's fine. As long as we run this, you're great. But if you don't let us run it, and you let the angels run it, it's going to go south. It's going to be not pretty.
And the aliens are not in the category of...
Reverend
the aliens are not in the category... Yeah, the aliens are not in the category of the angels that you're warning me about.
Absolutely correct. That's correct. They would much rather consume you like a fire. Much rather consume you like
a fire.
Well,
that's what the angels want to do. That's what the angels want to do.
No, everybody wants you dead, Bob, but you're the only connection to let them have the potential for the aliens
to
win.
Do the aliens, as opposed to the angels, want me dead?
No, they just want to control you.
Let's move on. Because, you know,
Schindler's
List. They want
Schindler's List.
Right. But when you say... they want to control you. There's millions of meanings there, so we don't need to go into it too much. We'll go into it occasionally, but it's just unpacking
Schindler's
the onion.
Schindler's List.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Okay, good. Go.
All right. So listen to these questions. Is the gecko on the patio sitting there, and he's got his little neck balloon puffing out as he's just sitting there? Is he aware? Is that gecko aware of me?
Yeah. He is. Yes, it's not really a gecko. It's more like a little, They're aware.
The lizard.
They're aware.
What do they perceive of me? What do they think
they
I
don't.
Have a beam of?
They don't. They are a frequency. A gecko, a lizard. It's actually like a tiny little Komodo dragon. If you really looked at it, if you took a picture of it, it wouldn't be a gecko. It's more like a little Komodo dragon. It's giving a frequency that's responding back to the mothership.
It has something to do with the going through the sun?
Aliens, yeah.
Did you say everything?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, let me check.
Alien.
So that gecko is connected to the aliens or is an alien?
Connected to. It gives a frequency. Everything is a frequency. So these fuckers are.
Yeah, okay. They don't know. That fucking gecko doesn't know I'm the guy that's going to go to New Zealand.
But they're listening.
Right.
They're
okay.
Listening.
Next. They could be other aliens. Not the ones that are coming, not the Pentagon. They could be another species. Okay.
That's correct.
Is that what the cats are on the wall? Aliens or other species?
Somewhat. Let's say somewhat. Because some are within the... we can't talk about that. Let's say somewhat.
Let's move. Yeah. Now, check your mic. You're okay, but sometimes you muffle. You go slightly muffled. But what the hell is happening
there? We're choking to death. Go ahead.
I'm choking you?
Yeah.
Okay. So listen to this. Somebody was saying, if you get some money, put your money into other countries, banks around the world. Does that apply to us with our, quote, money?
Oh, no. There's no money. There's no money around the world. That's what's wrong with everything now. It's all fiat, debt, currency. It doesn't apply. That's the point. We can't say that.
We got that. I can't play what you just said. Can't play that.
No, you can play that. You can play that. But if we finished up what we said, what Carolyn wanted to do, she couldn't play that. But you can play everything because we didn't say it. But that's good.
Okay. So this guy called Jim Semivan that the Dark Journalist talks about. He's been a top guy in the CIA for the last 15 years. He recently announced that he...
Not Semivan, it's Semivan.
Semivan. He recently announced around the Elizondo guys and the Mellon guy that are claiming to know about UFOs and are fronting for the Pentagon report and all that. He says he was abducted. Was he abducted?
He was.
Right. But is he? Are these guys making moves in the media to anticipate me, to get there before me? Is that the whole point of this?
No, because nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. It's like TikTok. TikTok laid it out clean. It's ever been clean and known before. Nobody listens. Nobody cares. Your mass media modification has made a molecular mess. Is the way to say it.
A what? Vermicular?
Monocular. It's made everything.
Monocular?
Monocular. Monocular. It's made everything like an ion or a proton. It's made it into a nothingness. So it's so expounded that everybody sees everything, so everybody sees nothing.
Yeah, there's no content to the medium, to the Android meme, to the body. No content.
So now nobody believes everything. Nobody sees anything. Nobody likes anything. Nobody dislikes anything. They don't even know. Now you're putting people on the Supreme Court, the SCOTUS, and the bitch they put on the SCOTUS. They don't even know what a goddamn bitch is. They don't even know what a woman is.
Yeah, we've been that. Well, she's smart. She understands we don't know nothing, okay? It's not a bad thing she said that. Okay.
Forward.
So listen to this.
Forward, not straight. Yeah. Forward, not straight, Bob. Forward, not straight.
What? What's forward?
No, you don't say straight. You say forward. If you want to proceed forward, you don't say straight ahead. You say forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she said she knows that they can't use normal definitions, so she's correct in saying, I don't know what a woman is.
But that's the demise, because even within the androgynous position, you have to be able to separate it, because now she's separated from any decision that she may or may not make.
Yeah, you said that's a demise? I just want to get that word. That's a demise?
That is her demise. Because now any court case that comes before the SCOTUS, she has to be separated from, because she doesn't even know the definition of a woman.
So I know, no, but she's going to get on the court, right? She's going to get on the court.
She's already been voted in. She's already done.
All right, okay. So, but she'll be a fucking embarrassment, like everybody in the Biden world is an embarrassment, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Charles Manson, did he go to parallel worlds? Was he had that ability when he was in jail in the late and before?
Yes.
He was a parallel world or like Bernie Madoff, right?
Yeah. We have no harm against this helter-skelter stuff. We don't have a problem with it. We're okay with it. Helter-skelter, do what you do. We have no problem with it.
And so when he's been in jail since the late 60s, he hasn't been in jail. He's been out and about doing whatever he wanted to do.
You of all people know how that works, Bob.
Right. So Charles, this is why Charles Manson, he didn't cause the murder. Well, you know, they say he caused the murders, but he wasn't there because he could leave and come and go. You know what I mean? He wasn't pinned downable as a human being. Was he an alien? Was he an angel?
He's human. He's human. He is just transcendent. You know other people in Olympia, Oregon, that are transcendent?
Yeah.
Like that. Let's say it like that.
Wait, what do you mean? Did you say people in Olympia are transcendent?
Some are, yeah. You know them.
You mean Olympia, Washington? You mean Abaddon?
Mm,
or are you saying Olympus?
That's the same area.
Okay, so you're talking about four people, Abaddon and Vicky.
Continue.
No.
Keep going. No, don't worry about
that.
Move on.
Wait, what are you saying? You're saying Charles Manson is like the people in Olympia. And that's not Vicky and Abaddon you're talking about. Other people.
Correct.
Okay. What is the meaning of a domain? That's a new word you've kind of been using, I think.
It's a capacity It's something that's contained within a region or an area. My domain, it's where the fifth gate is a domain. It's like that.
Okay, got that. That's all I want to know. Okay, Texas Governor Abbott is sending migrants to Washington.
Greg, yeah, he's Greg sending, Abbott, sending, not Washington State, to Washington, D.C. He's going to put
right.
him on the steps of the Capitol.
But the aliens won't let anybody in. The Pentagon
doesn't
aliens.
Matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They'll be they're fodder. They're going to be eaten. They'll be consumed. They want the 33rd parallel. Greg Abbott, who has no leg to stand on, he has no leg to stand on. He's going to send all this bother, this problem, to Washington, D.C., and they're going to be consumed by fire. Well, they'll be barbecued.
I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Greg know that there are aliens in Washington and will consume them? Does he know that?
Okay, this is Tank Body's answer. Computer says yes.
That's what the computer means, Tank Body. The Tank Body says that. Ion doesn't say that. Ion does not say that Greg Abbott knows this stuff.
We're not trying to eat Hondurans.
Okay. We got that. Why are you saying that Ivanka Trump and everybody else is afraid of me? What do they fucking think I am, or what are
because
they?
You're gonna destroy their goddamn fortune. You're gonna undo everything Kitty ever laid out for them and the inheritance. You're gonna destroy
everything.
Well,
how do they know? How am I gonna do that?
Bob, you stopped media ecology.
Yeah, but they don't know. You're saying they listen
yes,
to you they and
they
believe you.
They do. No,
they believe I am.
They listen to you, and they listen to your goddamn.
Okay. All right. Right. I'm so good at saying it, they believe it. Okay, good. All right.
You can play this too. Well, you convinced Ivan Stein, that's the only one you need to worry about.
Right. If I did convince him or I did convince him.
You did convince Ivan Stein, so everybody else needs to run for cover.
Okay. Are people impressed? Okay, so they don't get to hear what Carolyn talks to Ian about in our private sessions. Are people believing that Carolyn's getting incredible information? They know it's real, or they think it's silly? No.
They don't care. They don't care because the fruits of our labor are being made self-evident.
Yeah.
Look at Recore. Out of nothing. Look at Recore.
Yeah, we got
out
that.
Of nothing.
Yeah. We got that. Okay.
Play that.
They say,
Play that too. Be sure.
Play that about Carolyn. Play all of that about Carolyn. Okay.
Yep.
So somebody said in the news today this war with Putin's going to go on for years. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
If years last for anything, okay, we like it. We don't know
There's
what
no
years
time.
Mean.
Yeah,
we don't know
okay.
what years mean. So, this war is going to go on for eternity. Okay, we like that. No problem. We don't care.
Okay, so we're in the fifth gate. I think you were saying to Carolyn, we're in the Garden of Eden here. Is the fifth gate the Garden of Eden, or is that a relational metaphor? Mm.
We don't even know what that means. We don't want to. What the fuck is a relational metaphor? I'm sorry, Bob. We're a relational metaphor. We don't know what we are.
Okay, listen. The Garden of Eden.
You love
the Garden of Eden. Are we in the Garden of Eden here in the fifth gate? As you were saying to Carolyn in a couple
unless you partake of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, or you partake of the tree of eternal life.
If I partake of them, I will not be in the fifth gate, which is the Garden of Eden, anymore.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So that's why your penultimate condition of slack becomes very relevant.
Okay. Will we do Finney's Wake this weekend on the show?
Yes, absolutely. If you don't fuck off in some stupid 20-hour zippity-zap-zap doo-dah bullshit,
you don't do that.
Yeah. And, yes, there's going to be time. We'll do it.
Okay. There's a nuclear war coming.
137.
That's the page number. Okay. Is there a nuclear war coming as part of the script? You can't stop it. That's coming with the nuclear suitcase, whatever you're saying that Putin's going to do. That's coming in a couple of minutes, correct?
Computer says yes.
What'd you say? You're muffled. What'd you say?
Computer says yes.
Well, that's the tech body's version of events.
Yeah.
Is Ian trying to stop the nuclear war?
They don't care. They don't care. As long as you win, Bob, they don't really care. They don't care. I said Ion. Everybody that's going to ascend is going to ascend. Them that ain't, ain't. So it really doesn't have a regard one way or the other. If you can have a nuclear holocaust that you can survive, why the fuck do you care when or where there is a nuclear holocaust? So the issue at hand or at bay is, are you or are you not prepared for the end of what you say is time? And if you are, then get it. Let's get it. Tear it up. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to Porky's, and we're going to have a big time. It's a pig at Porky's. We're going to have it right here, right now. But if you're not.
Okay.
Woe is me. So,
can I play
that's
this?
What we're talking about. Absolutely.
We dare you.
We dare you to play. We dare you to play it. Play it. We dare you.
How is somebody a god?
Oh, they have left the condition of the human experience. Easy.
Okay.
They've left the condition of the human experience. Perfect. Good.
That means they don't have
faith. That's a good question. That is a good question.
Follow-up question. That means they don't have sexual desire.
If you have sex, you don't need desire. You got pussy. The last thing you want is pussy, Bob. You got pussy. Why you want pussy? You don't want pussy. You got pussy.
No. You'll leave the human dimension. Is that leaving sex?
I don't know what that means. Sex is the human condition outside of a godly state. The orgasmic relative condition is godly. Oh, God, I'm coming, oh, God. That is the condition. That's the condition. So it's not a less than place. It's a completeness. You remember when JW first started with us way back yonder in the Oogalooki, where it was like a constant orgasm. It's kind of like, I want more. And everybody else you ever fucked with, they couldn't go for 40 minutes, and they had to lay on their bed in their nightgown and say, oh, I can't take anymore, and they had to stop and all this kind of stuff. Everything else you fucked with up until then couldn't take that constant orgasm. It was overwhelming. So you got the JW and JW's like, hey, this is much best thing ever. Let's go some more. You got some more? Let's go some more. You got some questions? Come on, ask your questions. That's the rub. That's the completion. That is the tabernacle. What you've arrived at, Bob, is the tabernacle. Forget JW.
Yeah,
JW's a non sequitur. He doesn't matter. He doesn't get the feeling of orgasm anymore
when I'm in him.
We say yes, he does, because it's what's keeping him alive. Because the strains of all that's going on is more than a human being can do. What he's working on right now is more than a human can do. So it's sustaining to him. He likes it. It's challenging, but he likes it.
What? The constant orgasm is challenging?
Oh, yeah. Because it's always a whoop-up. Have you ever had an orgasm? It takes some contrast to make an orgasm.
Okay, so I'm a god. That's why I don't have much sexual desire.
You should.
You should. We can. We'll help that. We'll help that. We'll get you off. We don't mind. We get you off inside.
Okay. Good thing. Okay.
We don't care. Hey, we don't care. Just don't tell Carolyn.
All right. Well, why do I think I don't have sexual desire?
Oh, because you're looking at the esoteric. You're looking at the larger plane. You've taken the Ezra Pound Road to Wellville. Pound Road to Wellville. That esoterically, it doesn't matter that you exceeded that granular plane, when indeed you have not. You just got to bring you back down to the land of the living. Yeah, right.
I got my head in the clouds analyzing the esoteric and dealing with ions.
Them's pretty words, but yeah.
They say in Buka they found a lot of people with white armbands on them. That meant that they were on the Russian side, and they were killed.
Yep.
So they were killed by Ukrainian Nazis.
Yep, they were. Lots of Nazis.
It says in the news that there's all this barbarous murdering going on in Buka, and they're saying that that Russia killed all those people. Not true. Russia didn't do that. Correct?
Russia's not that powerful. If they were that powerful, they would have taken over the world. Hey, if Russia was that powerful, they'd be the USSR. If they were that powerful.
Right. Okay, we got that.